Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas Zeche Nishmas Daniel Hashem Abaz Yeshua Tal. Okay, good morning everybody. We were learning yesterday about the Shailas of Rosh Chodesh falling out on Erev Shabbos. That we saw about certain minhagim that people, Chasim Sofer, didn't eat. With the might. Okay, and then we're just going to finish briefly this packet and go on to the next packet. But on page 17, the Minhagi Kamarna, we're going on to page 18. Suda Sarayim, Erev Shabbat Kodesh. Not only Dev Botsu Akhala.
This is packet nine.
Packet 10, okay, yeah. Packet 9, page 18. So we saw that there were some people that didn't have a Suda really in the. Right, we saw the Chasam Sofer, the Minhagim of the Chasam Sofer. He didn't have a Suda Kavua, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, only Suda Shachris, Heirat Pas Dubshinim, in Kofik. The Pas Dubshinim could be also like a, you know, like a honey cake or something like that, you know, with coffee. And then in the afternoon, he didn't have Lo Sod Klal. In other words, we said, you know, Mikra Din till Mincha is Mutter. Even Mikra Din till the night is Mutter. And then Mitzvah Limana, and then there's a Shita about Chatzos, and then there's Minhagim that they didn't eat at all. And then we had this idea that some people didn't. Cut the bread with a knife on Friday because of the idea of because it's going to fill you up. Because Poseach es Yodecha, Poseach the Ches, Es, Tof, Yodecha Chof, Chatach. So if you do Chatach, if you cut, then must be a Lechol Chai Ratzon. Then you get the Skula that'll fill you up. So they would just tear it apart with their fingers or whatever. So we saw that over here. So this is one of the places that we saw in the Minhage Kamarna. Yes?
I was just wondering, what's the significance of cutting with a knife versus cutting with...
You want to sit down? Sit down.
What is it?
Want to sit down? Are you okay?
No, yeah, just sit down. Yeah, sit down.
Want to sit over here? You can see me better.
Yeah, just like, what's the significance of like cutting with a knife versus... breaking it apart, like, what, you can eat a lot of breaking it apart, like, what is it?
No, so that's what we said previously, that it's not, yeah, you can eat just as much with breaking it apart with your hands. But the bread has a special, use the word skula, or special, that you did it through chatichas sasakim. So poseach is yadecha, poseach means the ches of poseach, es, the tof, yadecha, the chof sofis, chatach. Then you get the school of Masbir L'chol Chai Ratzon. So since these people didn't want to, get filled up on Erev Shabbos, so they didn't want to have the school of Posech Siyadecha Masbir L'chol Chai Ratzon. So they would have to do it without a knife. So that's what it says. But Tzuz Sarayim on page 18, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, not Uyudayim. So this is not like the people who wouldn't eat lunch on Fridays. They would not Uyudayim, Ubotsu, Al Chalo Shlema. They would cut Chalo Shlema, Ubotsu, Biyad, Velo Basakim. You see? What's your first name?
Avigdor,
okay? You see? Biyad, Velo Basakim. Tomid, Bein Bechol, Bein Meshabbos, Botsu Basakim. In other words, normally, look what he writes. Normally, whether it's a weekday or Shabbos, they would cut with a knife. Chutz mi suda zu shel Erev Shabbos. Except for this suda of of Erev Shabbos. And then in the bottom, he quotes that Maril that we saw yesterday. That they used to have, that in lunchtime, he only ate something that you could tear apart with your fingers. Lo yachotech pesakim. So that's in the Maril also. So it's and then they quote Rav Pinchas Koritzer. He says, "Is there easy question of Tam Laza at the bottom here on page 18? B'shem Maran Rav Pinchas Mikoritz, Kiremes Chito Chamotzi L'shem Chatach, Posech Zedecha Sofei Teves Chatach, K'siv Acharav Maspil Chol Chai. Be'er Shabbos Ein Lochol Kidei Svir." And that's the idea. So this again is not halachas that are quoted in the Gemara. These are more schooladika things and things like that. And you want to see in the Likutei Mariach, he quotes it more verbose. Take a look here on page 20. Likutei Mariach. He says, "I am the Seder Hayom." Seder Yom is a classic sefer. It's quoted very often in the Magen Avraham. Sometimes in the Magen Avraham, you'll see Samech Hei, two strichels and a yud. And that's he's referring to the Seder Hayom. See, the Magen Avraham, you know, was very, very abbreviated a lot. That's why it's so well, if you, the new Friedman Shulchan Aruchs are a wonder, because the new Friedman Shulchan Aruch will take away all the Rashi Tevus, and then they'll tell you where everything is. In other words, in the old days, the Magen Avraham is not going to tell you. He said he'll quote a Shut Rashba, but where is it? The volumes of volumes. How are you going to know where it is? So that's what the new Shulchan Aruch does, and the new Prima Gadim tells you. You can read it. You know, the godless of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that he went through every single Prima Gadim, is with the old version. The old version, the Prima Gadims were tiny, and nothing was spelled out, and you could hardly read anything. So just to get to first base with the Prima Gadim, it was a Pella. So he was known to have known all the Prima Gadims, Rav Moshe. So we're not on that level. So at least you should get a Friedman Shulchan Aruch. The only problem with the Friedman Shulchan Aruch is you don't get the Tzuras Hadaf of the old Shulchan Aruch. So you know. So what can I tell you? You can't have everything in this world. But
Did
the Magen
Avraham write in with the
Rashi
tables, or was that just put in afterwards?
Did the Magen Avraham? You mean, I don't know. I would be surprised if he wrote, because there was a shortage of paper then, you know what I mean? So you couldn't be too verbose. So the Chiddush is, you should be able to read it years later. Yeah. But the Likutei Mariach is here on page 20. Sudas Erev Shabbos. Ha'in Seder Hayom Sheyamid Ma'at Mechdei Sovok Ha'yishochol Sudas Shabbos L'Teyovim Ha'anshei Maiseh Hayu Mitz'anin L'gamrei Be'erev Shabbos Ha'kol Konim Kol Echad Tzarech L'Ma'id B'Sudasol Tachos V'Hagos HaMinhagim. Hashem Rashi B'mayi b'sudas erev Shabbos b'mishay yomim. Pizah shamati b'shem harav hakodesh v'pilchas mikoritz sheb'erev Shabbos ein lachtoch alechem besakin mishum poseches yedecha im sofei teves chatach sivachar u'masbil chol chai v'erev Shabbos ein lechol kedei sviya. So that was the question that Avigdor asked. What difference does it make if you're going to cut it with a knife or not? You can still eat the same amount. So we said it must be that it's a school of dikah thing, that if you cut it with the knife, then you get the school of masbiel, you get the bracha of masbiel chol chai ratzon. But if you don't cut it with a knife, you're not going to get that skula.
But really, wouldn't that sense of that would actually, because the adekah would actually mean like to use your hands?
No, but Poseches Yadecha means Hashem's hands.
Uh-huh.
It's not your hands. But the Chatach is a remez for your Chatach. You understand? But the Poseches Yadecha is referring to Hashem. So you're saying, well, the Pasuk is talking about your hands, so fakir, maybe you'll get the... No, but it's referring to Hashem's hands, not your hands.
Also, could it be sometimes when you eat with a knife, you're cutting smaller pieces, and when you have a bunch of smaller pieces, psychologically you feel like you've eaten more?
Uh-huh, maybe. Yeah, so that's Shlomo Eifel. So that's the, and then we saw on page 21, Shemati Atamishim Shemenov Seinu Rabim Haisa Anias Rabba Yisrael Yolochem Basar, and then the question about eating meat on Friday. We did this already. Some hate that say you dafka shouldn't have. You need to have.
What?
Do you have a laptop? You don't have a laptop.
All right, I'll listen.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So he has it on there, so you can listen to it.
Okay.
So he says that. What's the reason dafka to eat meat? Some people don't. Page 21, dafka don't eat meat on Friday because it shouldn't fill you up. And some people dafka do eat meat on Friday because since those days they didn't eat meat the whole week. So if you're going to first eat meat on Shabbos, you're going to get sick from it because you're not
Poland,
used to it.
Right? I mean, Poland.
In Poland, yeah. So that's why you eat already on Friday some meat. Now you'll get used to it, so you won't get sick. So it's interesting, this Likud de Maria about eating meat on Erev Shabbos.
Today might be a Chokas HaKoyim after eating meat on Friday.
Because
it's a Christian custom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, then Goyim
what? Not to eat
not
meat
on
Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
What they got that eat with the knife? Why
do
we say the bread?
The
bread we don't want?
What's you that? Mean meat? Wait, does he speak it? He says, Eloch
lechem. Yeah, but why only lechem?
Because lechem is basbir. Chalt of Zavata means you have to have lechem. Maybe. No, not so partial. Okay, so that's the that's here the Likud de Maria on page Tess. Okay, now let's take a look at one more point in this packet, and that is here on page 22. Ayin pri megodim. Dim ochel suuda be'erv Shabbos achar chatzos. Lo yomer al naras bavel. As we know, that al naras bavel the minute is during the week, and shehamalos is on Shabbos. So what about erev Shabbos achar chatzos? So what should you say al naras bavel, or you should say shehamalos? The most people probably don't do anything. But those people that are makpid, that they always bench with Shir HaMalos on Shabbos, and they always bench with Al Naras Bavel on during the week. So what about an Erev Shabbos? What should you do? Because on one hand, it's a weekday still. So he says, Lo yomar al naras bavel, rak yom shi'amalos. Kemdum elish a minig shegam kodem chatzos on Yeshua Malos b'shuv. Wow. Some say that even Friday morning. Wow. V'atam efshar mishum de tekev achar tefilas hatefila be'erv Shabbos. Maschil achiv shalchan b'Shabbos. Wow. He's saying that maybe right after davening shacharis in the morning, now you have a chiv to get ready. Even though that's interesting, because one could say that, you know, you could get ready for Shabbos even before that.
Yeah, you can even do get ready for Shabbos before davening, right?
Yeah, right.
Who said that you should prepare on Thursday?
Yeah.
So maybe.
Yeah, I have a minhag that I don't go to sleep Thursday night until the table is set for Shabbos. And it's interesting, Mayor Kessler sent me a video of David Feinstein of a clip. Was that you sent me that? Mayor, you sent it to me? Yeah, about, you know, David used to go every. On the video, it says every Erev Shabbos, but they mean it's Thursday night. Every Thursday night, he would go to Aaron's in Queens, and he would pick out the vegetables. There was a man, Eugene Weiser, in the Lower East Side. He's still there, Baruch Hashem. And he was one of Reb David's helpers. And you see, so there's somebody announcing, you know, on the video, on the clip, this is the Zin from Reb Moshe Feinstein. They come every Erev Shabbos. So, but it doesn't mean Erev Shabbos Friday, it means Thursday night. It's Erev Shabbos, and you have a clip. My wife has it on the phone. A clip of him picking up a tomato, looking at it, you know, to get ready for Shabbos. So it's interesting what he's saying over here, this idea of take of achar tefilas Erev Shabbos, maskil achiv shal chadosh Shabbos. But the Seder Hayom, he says, said that. So therefore, it's apropos to say already Shir HaMalos. So if somebody is going to wash on Friday morning, according to this, it's usually not the practice. I've never seen anyone do this. But someone wash on Friday morning, they would say Shir HaMalos already in benching. That when you're getting ready for the wedding, and they're putting the beer, the barley, to make the beer, that's sometime before the wedding. So already they're preparing for the wedding. Mevarchim shasimcha b'mono. Wow. The love haki is in Oum Tchina would feel the time bear of Shabbos. There is a minhag. I once gave a whole series of Shiur Mechilchas Tachanun.
Last year?
Yeah, right. Last year, right after the Sea of Ashas.
Ben
Asmestering. Right. In Oum Tchina would feel the time bear of Shabbos. V'yom Motzo haidu b'yom Rishon. Wow. In other words, you never say Tachanun on Friday or on Sunday. Because they're too close to Shabbos. So Friday is the, you know. Okay, the Tachanun anyway is a minhag. So these are all minhagim, this idea. It's not a halacha. A halacha we have by Havdalah, that you could say Havdalah until Tuesday night. Right, but we don't have such a. So, but it's interesting that these minhagim emerged. I'm not saying Tachanun on Friday or on Sunday. It's not such a big, you know. If you would tell me not to say it on Thursday already, people would get excited. You know, they didn't have to say it on Thursday. But, you know, Friday, Sundays. So he says. But it's interesting that he has this. V'chein hayam minhag harav hakadosh mizitishov, zatzal. So this was. But it's interesting. that in some places they have a minhag that by the kotel they don't tear kriya on.
It's not ausgehalten.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I mean, Rav Schacht always says it's a mistake because really it's only brought down by, you know, not to have avelus by an erev Pesach. He stopped the avelus on erev Pesach, but you know, but yeah, but you have these different minhagim about Friday. But the question is, you can't really have a minhag if it's a real din to tear kriya. So, you know, the shir malas is not a din. Minhagim that they say shir malas. Minhagim to say shir malas. It's not a din to say shir malas. So you want to not say it, and you want already not to say al naras balvo. You want to say shir malas in the morning, okay? But when it comes to kriya, so that's a din to do kriya. So not to do kriya, you're telling someone not to do kriya. That's as Rabbi Hess said, you know, that's could be a problematic. Rav Schacht always says that the chor is not partial. That's not the din really, because it's. There is a chiv kriya on Fridays, even after chatzos. Okay. Okay. So this is this packet test. So we are now ready to begin packet Yud. Okay, packet Yud. And okay, so there is a fascinating Mishnah in Kedushin. Ha'ish mekadosh bo v'shlucho. So a man, you can do Kedushin. You don't have to do Kedushin yourself. You can appoint a shliach. Right, you can give you buy the ring and you make someone a shliach and to mekadosh a woman for you. For Isha and the woman, she can also appoint a shliach. So you can have two people, one being mekadosh the other. The guy's giving the ring is not the chassan, and the person receiving the ring is not the kala. Right, they can both appoint a shliach. But what? But the Gemara says, "Hashda b'shlucha v'kadosh bo mebay amar of Yosef mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucha." But still, it's always a mitzvah to do it yourself, not to appoint a shliach. Whenever you have to do a mitzvah, you do it yourself. So he says, "Ki hadar of safra machrich reisha." Rav Safra, he would take the head of the fish and he would char it for Kovet Shabbos. Or whatever animal it was. The head of whatever. And Rava Malach Shibuta, and Rava would salt the fish. And the other Amora would char the head of the whatever it was. But they themselves got involved in the preparations of Shabbos. So you see, Rabbi David Feinstein, he was, he wanted to himself go, you know, I'm sure somebody would have done it for him, you know, and to go all the way to Queens, you know, to pick out the vegetables himself, cover Shabbos.
Well, we see that Salman and Moran did it too.
Yeah, that's this Gemara.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Was Rabbi at the Levaya?
Yes, I was. So the question is, what's the heter? If you're somebody who's Taroso Noso, so you're always learning, so do you have a right to do this? Because someone else could do it. Someone else who's not even a Talmud Chacham could cook the fish and the things. You hear Amoraim. So if you're in the Madrega of an Amora, so, you know, Tarasum Nasa. And so, I mean, you don't waste a second, you're always learning. So what right did you, what's shot in the Gemara? That these people were, you know, so the Moram do, but Kakash on the Moram. Well, what's talking the Pshat? What's talking the Pshat?
Well, this is how they actualize their learning. They learn in order to do.
No, you're right. But the halacha is, the Gemara says in Malkotnavah Tess, if Shechel would like to build this Gemara, that if something that you could do al yidei shliach, in other words, you don't have to do, then you're not allowed to mevatel. It's mitzvah al yidei achirim, then you're not allowed to mevatel Torah for. Tefillin I have to put on myself. Lulav I have to do myself. The sukkah I have to do myself. But cooking the fish, I don't have to do myself. So what's the heter? What's the heter to mevatel Torah for these things?
Call him
anik, so what? But I have to learn Torah. And it's a mitzvah, and it's nasis al yidei achirim. Tefillin is a mitzvah. No one can put on tefillin for me. No one could sit in the sukkah for me. You know, so they mentioned that the Levi, from Reb David, that even though he wasn't well, but he got dressed for the first night and the second night of sukkahs, he went down to the sukkah. That's what Rabbi Tuchman said. They tried to make sure no one was in the sukkah by then. But Rabbi Tuchman's brother was still there. So he saw. the mice, you know, they were saying, it's chus that Rabbi Tuchman had to do a mitzvah sukkah. You know, till COVID, I never understood the chashivas of sukkah. You know why? Because I always said, you know, the shofar, you know, you got to make sure you be able to come to shul Rosh Hashanah to hear shofar. You're right, but in the but shofar really, even if you didn't go, shofar can blow for you. But sukkah, no, you can't do sukkah unless you go to the sukkah. So if you had an issue with whatever, and you weren't allowed to leave the house, it's a big issue. That's a big shaila, because it's like shofar, someone could blow for you. Someone could come to your window and blow for you. But sukkah is the mitzvah that you know you have to do yourself, and you have to go yourself. No one could sit in the sukkah for you, and no one could blow the sukkah to you. You know, so this is the shaila that the Achronim are raising here. Is what's the heter? What's the heter of for these Amoraim to do it? And if you look in the Magen Avraham, on page 21, I didn't bracket, or I made a mistake not to bracket Sivkot and Beis in the Magen Avraham. Simon Reish Nun, Sivkot and Beis. Lahachim ba'atzmo, hu adin b'chol mitzvah, b'chol mitzvah, mitzvah bo yosha b'shlucho. So the Magen Avraham explains that when all these Amoraim did, and it's so interesting, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, so interesting, look what the Shulchan Aruch says, Yashkin baboker b'yom ha-shishi, lachim tzorche Shabbos, v'yishu lo yishlo kam avod m'sham shushtad lo hachim ba'atzim shum dar l'tzorche Shabbos, ki rav chista yemchate chayer av dak tak, v'rav rav Yosef ha'yu mevakim eitzin, I don't know anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that it quotes this story from the Gemara. This is so out of characteristic of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch should say, Yashkin Baboker Lahakim Tzorche Shabbos, finished. Then it goes and tells you, Shulchan Aruch doesn't do that. It tells you stories about, so out of character. Interesting. And the Magen Avraham says, what's the Pshat? And Lahakim Ba'atzmo, because mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. So the Magen Avraham says it's mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. So that's why you do it. Mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. But therefore you do it yourself. But the kasha still is, But that's not going to help you to mevatel Torah. If you're Torah, so if you're a regular person, and you're not always learning, and sometimes you do other things. Okay, so then you have to go and get ready for Shabbos, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. But if you're Taraso Noso, what hetter do you have to do this? You hear the kasha? So the Alter Rebbe gives a teretz.
This is. Well, I heard you say it. You already said a teretz.
What? What?
Didn't Rebbe say it? It's like two.
Oh.
I have to do it myself. I thought the Rebbe said Rebbe
now. Yeah. So that teretz is from the Alter Rebbe. Let's see. Take a look. The Alter Rebbe. On page
5.
Who says there's a chiyuv to prepare for Shabbos? If I have I have people who can do it for me. So they're willing to do it for me. You have the little kids who will be happy to do it. So why do I have to prepare for Shabbos? If it's Taraso of Nasa, it means you're a person that learns. You never stop learning. So you're in a category called Taraso of Nasa. No? So then what's the heter that all the Omarim had? And the Magen Avraham says the only reason the Omarim did it is because mitzvah yosef b'shlucho. But mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho is not more important than the Talmud Torah.
Maybe they needed a break.
Says, well, maybe they needed a break. But maybe, but for us and not so people, they didn't need breaks. Yeah, you have to bathe for Shabbos, okay. You can't take a bath for me. That's for sure. You know, it's not going to help that you're taking a bath. It's not going to chal on me. You understand?
What's the difference between stopping 10 minutes, like 20 minutes before, 30 minutes before?
Because Taraso Naso every minute.
Can I make a suggestion, Rav Stein?
Yes.
The Taraso Naso means that for Talmud Chacham, the Sheishis are like work. He's working. And I feel that Tom Chochem has a requirement to recognize the Eibishda after the 6 days on the seventh day as the Bara Olam.
Right.
And therefore, he has to stop from his Umnus HaKol and to do something and to show something that separates the 6 days from the seventh day. And the preparation for the Shabbos is that part.
Is that part. Okay. So basically,
a hecker.
You're saying it in a little bit different signal, but basically you're going to say the same thing as the Alter Rebbe.
Okay. So,
but he's going to say it in a different signal, but it'll be the same idea. So let's see inside on page 5. And the top of the page, Hafil and Sifdal, Misha Yeshlo Kama Avodim. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch says that even you have many people who work for you, still you have to do it yourself. So the question is why? He says, Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shlucho. So look what he writes here. He says, on the second arrow, V'od, Chol Misha Tarosum, Nosu V'Goris Bo Yimav V'Leile, Kehani Amaroi. He efshol l'kayim klal yisrael mitzvah zu, the mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho. He says, mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho, also lo lizbato, right? And even if you want to say, you have a chiyuv, but who says that's docha? Because efshol asoso al yedei acherim. Efshol asoso al yedei acherim. So then, again, you know, most people today are not Taraso Naso, so we don't, you know, and if a person is not, and, you know, he realizes he's not, and most normal people are not Taraso Naso. You have to be the Moraim. They were Tarosu Nosu. But most people are not Tarosu Nosu, and it's not healthy. You know what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Harbe Osu Kirab Shimon Ben Yochai will also be Yodim. Rab Shimon Ben Yochai was Tarosu Nosu. He was always learning. But I think they say from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Rav Shachtel said over, but harbe, for the Hamon Am to do like Rav Shimon Yochai and never take a break, and never there, it's not going to work. It's only for Yechidim. There's a famous briskerov. Maniach ani kol unga sheba oilam, ve'enu melame bni el atoyra. So the briskerov said, in Parshas Chayisara, oh, it's this week's Parsha, the briskerov said it. So you should look it up. The briskerov says, for his son, el bni, for my son, he's Tarasul Nosul. So, but for most people, you can't just say, I'm only going to teach them Torah. They have to have an umnas to do something else to make parnasa. He was saying, Maniach ani, the end of Kedushin, who was Reb Meir, Reb Nehoroi, he says, for my son, Maniach ani kol umnas sheba olam elam Torah. So once you're in that madreg of Tarasu Umnasu, then really you're not allowed to do anything. And meaning anything that you have to, that someone else could do, you can't do yourself. So the question is, here you can get someone else to do it. So yes, this question, Kutras Achran here, on page 6, second line. Vafil hochi kulu hani amaroi. Bidlu tarosim b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So now Rabbi Levi, he's going to say your word, not as poetic as you said it, but he's going to say it right now. Michlal dechovas haguf he lisasek dafka ba'atzmo mishum shezel kvodel shel Shabbos. Wow! So he's saying a big chiddush. He's saying a groisa chiddush. The Alter Rebbe is saying a groisa chiddush that preparing for Shabbos, that's the same thing like putting on tefillin. You can't put on tefillin for me. You can't sit in the sukkah for me. So you can't prepare for Shabbos for me. I have to do something to show a preparation for Shabbos. So even if I'm Tarasul Nasul, if I'm the Amoraim here, Rav Yosef, Rav Safra, Rava, they all did something for Shabbos. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. Amazing.
Why do they have to do something so complicated?
One second. Hello? So, Mimela, that's the answer to the question. Like what Rabbi Levi said, but just in a more, halakhic terminology. It's mitzvah shebegufo. So what's the problem with that?
Is this a svara or is it a makor?
He says the makor is, that you see that they did it. In other words, does he have another source from before? I don't know if there's another source. You see from this Gemara. But the problem is that he's against the Gemara. Why? How do you see he's against the Gemara? So you could say, you see it from the Gemara. You see it from the Gemara. The Gemara says that they did it. So how were they allowed to do it? The answer is, but it's fakert. The Gemara says fakert. Because the Gemara says the reason why they did it is like the Magen Avraham says, mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho. It's in the same sugya of the ish mekadesh. Ish mekadesh bo mishlucho, but what? Still, mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho. And then they bring these riyas. So you see that it's a didin mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho. But if it's a didin mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho, then what? Then they have no heter to do it. So mamanavshach. If it's a chovas haguf, then they have heter to do it. But then why is the Gemara? Why is this being brought down in the context of mitzvah yom yosef mishlucho? And if it's mitzvah yom yosef mishlucho, then they don't have a heter to do it if it's tarasu nasu. So anyway, how can we say that? So what's the answer? So he gives a good answer, the Alter Rebbe. But he's against the Gemara. Because he's saying that it's a mitzvah shebegufo. Like Rabbi Levi said, everyone has a chova to recognize the Shabbos coming. And that no one could do that for you. You have to do it yourself. But the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says it's the same thing as getting married, that you don't have to get married yourself. You can give the ring. You say, oh, I'm not coming to my wedding. COVID. Not coming. Let someone else come to my wedding. You know, I'm machmir COVID. I don't go to my own wedding. Right? I'm just joking, obviously. But, so what's the answer? So now he's going to say an answer. The Alter Rebbe realizes that also, that it's against the Gemara to say. So Alter Rebbe says, He says, Kovet Shabbos doesn't mean you have to do everything. Like, you have to do one thing with Kovet Shabbos. You split it up. Your wife could do some things, your kids could do some things. You have to do at least one thing with Kovet Shabbos. So he says, Rava, Rav Safra, B'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, B'vada hiu nisharim lasas dover echad, kevin shehu chiv gomer. Elkshenizdamein reisho l'rab of Shibutu Rav Yosef, k'the parish, b'toch shemin zeh hayachoviv aleim hayilam ogling b'menu, kevin shebohim m'kayim mitzvah zorek Shabbos. In other words, each of these Amoraim would pick the thing that they like the best. He likes the fish the most. So he'll be involved in preparing the fish. And he likes the other thing the most. So whatever they like, they picked. But really, even though I like fish, but I don't like meatballs, say. So if I'm going to cook the meatballs, I'll also be able to say the chiyuv of Kovet Shabbos, because I'm preparing meatballs for Shabbos, even though it's not something that I'm going to have. My wife will have the meatballs, I'll have the fish. But they dafka picked the thing that they liked the most to prepare that. But he says, "Avu pisha be'esek ahu who you gab kum yikol matzei sidei chovos mikol malkum bochru ha'esek b'min she mekayim bo mitzvah zonuk b'fish rotzu kayim od yisro mitzvah taynu mitzvah bo yomso b'beshlucho for also yisro mitzvah vaday sheroy also yisro neguva mitzvah taynu tinker b'min she mitzvah. So he says like this that. What the Gemara is trying to tell you is that the mitzvah of Yosef B'Shlucho is not why they cooked on Shabbos, why they cooked before Shabbos. They cooked before Shabbos because it's a mitzvah Shabbagufa. But the fact that they cooked the thing that they liked, that is because that they're going to be Yosef the mitzvah with. So then they wanted to prepare the thing that they were going to be yotzei the mitzvah with, because that's mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho. Was the fact that they spent whatever, at half an hour, to do whatever they did, that's because it's mitzvah shebegufo. But why did they necessarily do the thing that they liked? They could have cooked the fish even though they liked something else, or vice versa. But they definitely wanted to do the thing that they were going to be yotzei the mitzvah with. In other words, one person liked the fish, the other person, but he doesn't like the meatballs. So he was, but technically he could be yotzei the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos with the meatballs, even though he's going to eat the fish. So why did they dafka pick the thing they liked? That's because the mitzvah of Yosef B'Shlucho. But the fact that they were involved at all, that's because of mitzvah Shabbagufa. So that's how he explained the whole thing. That the two aspects here. There's mitzvah bo yoshev b'shlucho, that's the famous in the Gemara. That's the fact that they picked the thing that they were going to be yotzei mitzvah for. But the fact that they were vatal the Torah, that's because it's a mitzvah shebegufo. Wow. So this is the... And Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman said, one second, in his Sefer, that maybe that's the idea that of making matzahs yourself also. That it's brought down in the Indian making matzahs yourself, it could be also this type of idea of a mitzvah shebegufo, like I think Rav Chaim and Kalman Gutman points it out. So that could be okay, but that's a different idea. But he points out, but that's how he explains. So it's a fascinating thing. So could be that you could read it into the Magen Avraham also, because the mitzvah of the Magen Avraham is just quoting the Gemara. So how can you say mitzvah gufo? Yeah, it says mitzvah gufo to do something. The fact that you picked to do to be involved in the fish because that's your ikar oneg shabbos, that is not because of mitzvah shabbos gufo. That's because of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. That is where you're going to be getting Yotze your Onik Shabbos, then you do be involved in the whole process of that. Yeah, Ramey, what were you saying?
The first question the Rebbe had was the steer from the Gemara, right?
Yeah.
It was Mashma. So, isn't every Shlichus only by Mitzvah Shem Gufa? Isn't that part?
No. You can't make a Shlichus for Tefillin.
Right, because
Tefillin is a Mitzvah Shem Gufa. So you can't appoint a Shlich for you to put on Tefillin, a Shlich to sit in the Sukkah for you. You have to do it yourself.
But every time you could make a Shlich. You
want to
say?
Yeah. But the Chiddush of the Alter Rebbe is a beautiful Chiddush here. And that's like what Rabbi Levi was saying. Everyone has to have their own recognition of Shabbos. And that's Pshat Rabbi David Feinstein. He went all the way to Queens every Thursday night. Why does that go to Queens? You can get something global. Closer by. I mean, Queens is not the first place, but he went to Queens every Thursday night to be there to pick out. That's what he, in the clip, he says, the clip in Yiddish. He says, Zun from Yosher Feinstein, Yedda Eina Erev Shabbos. There they meant Erev Shabbos. If you don't know, you think it means Friday. It means Thursday night. Friday he was in the yeshiva, he was giving his famous Chumashir, Rav David's famous Chumashir, that he gave every Erev Shabbos. But a Thursday night, you could also call that Erev Shabbos. So he would, but this is the Mitzvah Shem Gufo.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
If I understand Rabbi Levi correctly, it's because Shabbos is my Shabbos. It's not like I Israel has Shabbos. Every person has his own Shabbos. Shabbos is an individual.
From one side, it goes
to the whole plow. It's a,
I don't know. Is that?
It's man. I mean, he has his Shabbos.
Would you say that by Yontif, every year has his Yontif, or is?
But then, yeah. Even.
Okay, Shabbos is like a guest.
I'm not being Muhammad, an abstract of Shabbos. So that's what I
enjoy. Yeah. Well, it's Oleg. So Oleg is, what's Oleg for you is not necessarily Oleg for me, and vice versa.
But if I set my table with beautiful food, even if I don't like it, you might say that's beautiful.
Right, so that's the idea of Torah Meha, that everyone has a good
right.
taste.
Well, that's good, very good. Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's very good.
So this is an important yisod, this Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe is the one who says it out. But the Alter Rebbe, you know, has to go both ways. He has to... So this is where we'll stop today, and Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll continue Be'ez Hashem, but this it's the Kuntras Achron is the Alter Rebbe also. There's a lot of chidushim in the Kuntras Achron from the Alter Rebbe. So you always have to look at the Kuntras Achron to see. Okay, let me say hello to everyone. Yonah Moisey, how are you? Roy Hertzfeld, how are you? And Yitzchak, Carol, hello. And Michael and Lolo, how are you? And Yehuda Shittes and Benjamin Aberman, hello. And Yosef Katan. And Ilan Sasson, Moshe Carroll, and Ilan Sasson, Rabbi Levi, Yosef Katan, Rabbi Meir Kessler, Avishai Samoa, and Nathan Bauer, and Ferrari, and who did I miss? Did I miss anybody? Rabbi Meir Kessler, Okay, so Yosef Kassan, okay. Oh, and then of course the people, you know, I always forget about the people here. And you have Jacob Silberg is here, and Wallach, what's your first name?
Benji
Wallach, and Ezra Hess, and our good friend Harav Sokol, and a new Talmud, Avigdor Felder, and my dear friend Ezra Hess and Ezra Hagler. Two Ezras here. Ezra HaSoifer. Okay, it's great to see you guys. So, but this is a big, you should remember this Alter Rebbe for the Rebbe. Rest of your life. Always you have to be involved in something.
Rebbe, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I don't understand. I don't really understand how this is mitzvah bo yoter mishlucho. Like, it just seems like, okay, we say, I get the idea, okay, we each have a mitzvah gufo, right, to prepare something before Shabbos. So then these Amorim, they prepare something that they like. But why is that mitzvah bo yoter mishlucho? That's...
Because that's where they were going to do...
Because he's doing something.
Right. So that's the mitzvah shebegufo. But then, the actual Oneg Shabbos that they were going to have is, if it's going to be through fish, then you should be involved in the preparing the fish. But that's the din mitzvah shebegufo. But the deraisa of mitzvah shebegufo, that halacha is, you could, as long as you do something, like Rabbi Levi was saying, you have to show that. That you're doing something. That's what the Chasam Sofer says by Chanukah. That Chanukah is a Darabanan, but he says that the Raisa, that at least sometime during the 8 days of Chanukah, you should do something to commemorate the miracle. So you do one thing, and then you Yotze the Daraisa. In fact, we light every night, every day, that's Darabanan. But Chasam Sofer says it's the Raisa, that you shouldn't, the 8 days shouldn't go by, and you didn't have any recognition that something happened special. So I'm saying Shabbos shouldn't go by, like I believe he's saying. Shabbos shouldn't go by that you didn't do something to recognize Shabbos than before, that you're doing something in recognition.
Right. Yeah, no, I get that. I just, it seems more of like a din of like, okay, like, he likes, like, the way I'm understanding mitzvah by Yotir Mishlucho, it's like, okay, it's better for me to do it than someone else to do it, right?
Right.
So if you had his Amorim and Erev Shabbos, there are any ways going to be doing something. Why is my preference mean mitzvah by Yotir Mishlucho? That just means, okay, I'm choosing something that I like to do. That doesn't seem like it fits with, okay, I'm doing something.
I want to do something that I'm going to be, since I'm going to be, this is going to be my mitzvah, so let me be involved in this aspect. In other words, you need to prepare. If this is where your Onuk Shabbos is, though, you need to prepare for that Onuk Shabbos, which this is where your Onuk Shabbos is. So why should I prepare? So maybe something else. So the fact that there's an Indian to Dafka do the thing that you... It's not for the daraisa of mitzvah shebegufo, but it's for the mitzvah bo yoseh mishlucho aspect.
Rabbi, this is a kedusha isha. I'm marrying this lady. I don't want somebody else to give her kedusha. Same thing with this.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay, we'll think about some more. Okay, good to see you
Thank
all.
You.
Have a good day.
You have a great day.
Keep the White House safe.